It's midnight here in Central Michigan. You're listening to Destination Out. And tonight, we've got our feature around the band Iskra, 1903. They were together from 1969 until 1973. And then they broke up. Derek Bailey quit the band and they added a violinist and continued on with some recordings after that, kind of here and there. They weren't like a touring band or something like that, but they played a lot of concerts and festivals in a brief span of time. They fall into the category of what I would call European free improvised music. Tons of bands that emerged in the late 60s and early 70s. For my taste and my humble opinion of the music, I think Iskra, Spontaneous Music Ensemble, were probably the two most interesting bands. And my very favorite band really wasn't a European band. That was a band called the Blue Notes, and they were all from South Africa. Chris McGregor, Johnny Deani, Louis Maholo, Duda Pagwana, and Company, other people that came and went, Mangezi Feza on trumpet. Anyway, they fled South Africa because of the apartheid rule at the time and settled in England and didn't have a lot of opportunities to record as a band. They put out one or two records as a group and then kind of split up and intermingled with tons of European players, including some of the people we're going to hear from in Iskra 1903, and had a really large impact on kind of bringing world music into the European music scene. But Iskra and Spontaneous Music Ensemble are, kind of very Eurocentric sounding free improvisations. The thing that I like about Iskra and about Spontaneous Music Ensemble is that they're sort of delicate in a sense. They're not super overbearing with volume and high energy like some of the European artists were. And I think Iskra might have some of the best, free improv collective playing of any group that I've listened to. It's music that you kind of have to really enjoy, I think. You have to sit and really concentrate on it. I don't know how, well it runs for background music. If it's at low volume, it's probably not going to be too intrusive, but it is a different sound unless you're kind of keyed into this style of playing. Like I said, the good thing about this band is their collective playing is really stellar. They play their instruments kind of in a non-traditional manner, if you will, but are great at executing on their instruments. Barry Guy is just a phenomenal bassist and plays all styles of music. Paul Rutherford on trombone, the same. Derek Bailey sort of plays the guitar the way he plays the guitar pretty much throughout his lifetime. So anyway, they put out two albums, and then two things got released later on. We're going to start out with the album that they put out on the Incas label originally. It was a double album, got reissued on CD as a triple disc, and they also put out another release on the Deutsche Grammophon classical label called Free Improvisation. That was a 3-LP box set with 3 different bands, and we'll get to some of that a little bit later on. We're going to start out here with an extended cut called Improvisation Number 1. Paul Rutherford is on trombone, Derek Bailey guitar with slight amplification, and Barry Guy on bass with slight amplification. Iskra, 1903. Thank you.
Thank you.
First cut there was Iskra 1903 on the Incas label. The reissue came out on the Eminem label, Martin Davidson's label. Incas was a label that Evan Parker and Derek Bailey, one of the members of the band, was an independently run European label at the time. A piece called Improvisation 1 from a record called Chapter 1. Derek Bailey, guitar, Barry Guy, bass, Paul Rutherford on trombone. As I mentioned a while back, Iskra was the name of one of the first communist newspapers in Russia. And I think, again, a translation of it I read somewhere translates the word spark. And the 1903 is like a designation that Paul Rutherford used for a lot of his bands. The 19 stands for recording in the 1900s. And the 03 is how many members were in the particular band. So he has Iskra, you know, 1912 would be a 12-piece band, that type of thing. So that's sort of the way that he documented his music. Up next, we're going to switch to another one of the albums that was the original to the time frame that the band was still performing. This particular recording comes from an album called Free Improvisation. It's a three-album box set on the Deutsche Grammophon label. Some of you familiar with record labels might recognize that as a classical music label out of Germany with a lot of modern classical music on it. They also documented a few jazz things. This was one of the few. They were supposed to do a Bill Dixon album, but that never materialized. But this was around the time period where they were kind of venturing into some improvisational music. And this album has this three separate albums with different groups. One is the Newphonic Art Quartet. One is a band called Wired. And then Iskra 1903 is the other album. And then this ends up being the last recordings of this particular band. They're from 1973, live recording. Pretty good sound on this. It was well recorded. I'm not sure the concert hall setting of the particular thing, but we're going to hear an improvisation called Improvisation 520. Iskra 1903 from the album. And this is from an LP, Free Improvisation. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music from Iskra, 1903, and that was an improvisation from 1973, titled 5020. Paul Rutherford, Derek Bailey, Barry Guy, all on that particular recording, and that was from the Deutsche Grammophon label, and that's never been reissued on CD, that particular recording of theirs. Not a very common record, you know, that you at the time you run across in the store, a 3-LP set of free improvised music. It wasn't type of thing that a lot of most stores would stock. As I recall, I found that one in Toronto or someplace like that, where they had a lot of one of those mega stores where they had tons of records. I'm going to close it out with one more piece from Iskra. This comes from an album that came out much later. It's on the Eminem label. It came out in 2011, but the recording's from 1972, and it was recorded at a college concert at Goldsmith College. And it's called The Goldsmiths, And same band, Derek Bailey, Paul Rutherford, Barry Guy. And we're going to check out a track called Cohesion 1. And so, again, live concert recording from 1972.
Thank you.
That wraps up our feature tonight on Iskra 1903. Paul Rutherford, Derek Bailey, Barry Guy. Paul Rutherford died probably about 10 years ago. Through the years, I met a few musicians that knew him, and everybody just said he was a really great, sweet person. And I think of all the total free improvisers, he's probably one of my favorites. He's so unique on the trombone. It's almost like you're not listening to a trombone. And yet, you know, he had total command over the instrument. I've heard, you know, kind of straight out jam things where he was, you know, just fabulous on them. So he really, I think of the types of players that were trying to invent, say, a personalized vocabulary, if you will, on an instrument that, on the acoustic instruments, he was, in my opinion, one of the more advanced, unique players. And once you kind of cycle into his feel or his style, I think he's pretty interesting. Be right back with a final hour of the program.